This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. Four of the best wine minds in Canada join us on this edition of Tasting Room Radio. And they're four friends to you and to me, frankly, if you're a wine fan. We start with Dana Van Mulligan, the wine diva. Last week, she was giving us Super Bowl scores and wines to drink in and around the Super Bowl festivities. Now, she's back again for Valentine's Day weekend. And she has, she's a bubble hound. She's known for her bubble smarts. And so we're going to start there with Dana and what you might want to consider bubble-wise, putting on the table, having, well, as I believe DJ Kearney says, I start the day with bubble on Valentine's Day. Anyway, Dana Van Mulligan starts us off. And then it's Ben Secretson, who writes for the Winnipeg Free Press and has a very different sense of wine in Canada because he's got Ontario on his left and Nova Scotia, and he's got BC on his right and Alberta. And basically, he has a nice sort of balance between what he can choose from. And so I'm really interested in his list of wines. Ben Secretson, Winnipeg Free Press, will take up the second position. Third, Curtis Colt, who comes through for us time and time again. He is a wine pro, he's an educator, and he knows what he's talking about because he's one of the guys that sets up Top Drop every year. The best small wines, frankly, across the world. And he's going to recommend some interesting wines for you. And then finally, it's DJ Kearney, who is the wine pro. She's kind of taught everybody how to be the wine pro on the West Coast. And Deej is going to bring, she actually is going to lay out her conversation, starting with breakfast in bed, where David will bring her a cheese croissant and bubble. And we'll tell you about the bubble. And then she'll talk about lunch, and then she'll talk about dinner and the after dinner sip. That's DJ. That's why she's the closer. And a reminder that all of the wines we talk about can be found on mulliganstew.ca Tasting Room Radio. So join us for Valentine's Day, the weekend edition. Please enjoy and drink sensibly. Have yourself a great time and love the one you're with. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Enrico Winery, the picturesque 50-acre estate winery in the beautiful Cowichan Valley, with a microclimate that allows them to grow seven different varietals, ranging from fruity whites to full-bodied reds. Enrico's Tasting Room is open Wednesday to Saturday, noon to 4. Retail sales, Monday to Friday, noon to 4. Enrico Winery, just 45 minutes north of Victoria in the Cowichan Valley. And to really get connected, sign up for their newsletter. Just head for their website, EnricoWinery.com. We welcome back to Tasting Room Radio, Dana Van Mulligan, the wine diva. You can always find her at winediva.ca, winescores.ca. How many other magazines, Dana?
Oh, these days, three magazines. Unfortunately, now that Vines isn't around, but we try to keep busy.
Yeah. We were talking about, Super Bowl weekend is easy. Ribs and, cheeses and dips and nachos and all sorts of burgers and pizzas, lots of pizzas. But I was asking, what is the traditional dinner or meal to go with Valentine's Day? Is there one, or is it just open?
Well, in my house, there's only one, and that's cheese fondue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do cheese fondue on New Year's and Valentine's, and that's the two times a year that we eat that copious amount of soft, gooey cheese.
And what kind of cheese?
Well, it's a mix of Gruyere, Emmental. Usually you can get a blend made up for you if you have a good cheesemonger, or you can sometimes buy it in packages.
And with bread?
With bread, yes. I prefer really good sourdough bread with mine, and you need to have some cornichons and some pickled or balsamic baby onions.
Cornichon. I love cornichon. I just love them. Now, and what would you wash that down with you on Valentine's Day, being the romantic you are?
Well, it really has nothing to do with romance, but I would drink bubble every day if I could. So it's bubble it is.
It's supposed to be a romantic day, Dana.
Well, it is. Cheese and bubble.
There you go. Okay. I'm in love with cheese and bubble. You were kind enough to send me three bubble suggestions for those of you out there. All price points are covered here. And you start with one of my all-time, well, one of our all-time favorite, and that is Blue Mountain Rosé Brut for $40.
Yeah, you know, BC has some fantastic sparkling wine now, and we're getting more all the time, but Blue Mountain, they really did take the sparkling wine category in this province and really bring it to, you know, world-class levels of quality and complexity. And there, I wanted to throw a pink in here because it's Valentine's. So I chose their Brut Rosé. It's $40 a bottle. You'd have to get it at private stores or through the winery. So, and it's a blend of Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, which are two classic varieties you would have in, for instance, champagne in a sparkling wine. And it's been aged in bottle for 30 months and then additional year in bottle. So you've got all this complexity to it. It's got red berries and some brioche kind of characters and really, really a little bit of creaminess, certainly to the palate, which you're expecting that creaminess from the aging, but really fantastic acidity. So acidity, it cuts through all sorts of things like fat, creamy sauces, and it goes really well. Sparkling wine goes really well with snack foods, like salty kind of savory snack foods. So you can use that for, I think, a sparkling wine like a rosé. You could also have salmon. You could have any kind of fish or white meat, depending on what you want to have for Valentine's.
Would it go well with a hot bath?
It would absolutely go well with a hot bath.
It's $40, Blue Mountain Rosé Brut. That's the first one. Now, as Dana said, going into this, we have all price points. The last one's you're going to love. This next one comes in at $90, but there's a reason why, Dana.
Yeah, well, you know, it's champagne. And with champagne, you're always going to pay, at least in our market, $60 or more a bottle. So this is the Bollinger special cuvée. It is $89.99 per bottle, so $90. You can buy it pretty much. It's widely available. This is made from grapes that predominantly come from Premier Cru and Grand Cru vineyards within the Champagne region of France. So it's got that toasty kind of character, almost like lemon meringue, nutty characters, whipped honey and biscuits. And that's what you expect from a wine with a bit more complexity and age on it. It's complex, elegant, and honestly, it's just a fantastic. If you want to go that extra mile, you know, for Valentine's and spend that little bit extra money, this is a great bottle.
If you were suggesting perhaps that this would be the day you would ask someone to marry you or just whatever, that would be the wonderful chaser. Bollinger Special Cuvée Brut, $90 BCLS. Now, I love the fact that you put in a cava here, and I love the price point. I have at it.
I've loved this wine for so many years. I remember when I first bought it was probably about $11 a bottle, and it's continuously been a fantastic, it's still got great value. It's the Segura Vidas Brut Reserva from Spain. So it's from the region Penedès, which is right outside of Barcelona. And that's where the bulk of cava is made. And cava is made in the traditional method, just like champagne. So it's a more complex method of making it, but it is the value in these bottles is fantastic. And they make them from traditional varieties from the region, which is Chirello, Paralada, and Macabeo. And they have the complexity, the creamy, the richness to them, as well as really good balance and that kind of apple pastries and lemon curd flavors. This, you know, roast chicken, yep. You can have it with even like salted popcorn with truffle oil, which could be romantic, fish. And at the end of the day, the value here, I mean, this bottle is regularly $16.99, which right there is a great, great deal for something, a bottle like this. Yep. But right now, until March 6th, it's $14.99 a bottle.
Wow. Now that's special.
That's very special.
That's very special. I know they make a lot of it, but it's every bottle is special. I have never been disappointed in
no.
this line and this cava. It's fantastic. And the price is great. And I can all, you know, you can always recommend it. So someone off the top of their head says, I need a bottle of bubble. That's it. That's what you reach for. Well, I'm back at your crab cakes. I love the idea of crab cakes with the Segura Vidas. Now, do you have plans for Valentine's Day?
Yes, it will be me and my dogs and my husband and our cheese fondue.
Okay. Okay. All right. Fine. I like the idea of the cheese fondue. If I don't have the forks and stuff, I can still do it, right? I can melt cheese in something, right?
Sure. You could eat it over the pot on the stove.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a plan. Thank you for this, truly. And again,
you're welcome.
Congratulations on getting the score of the Super Bowl correct. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Very proud of you. Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, winediva.ca, winescores.ca. And if you're going to go there, take 15 to 20 minutes to have a read of her current list that's up there now, which is still the budget bottles, Dana?
Yep, budget bottles. But if you are looking for sparkling wine, I also have a sparkling wine list as well. So just the three I mentioned today, I've got a whole bunch more on there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Enrico Winery, the picturesque 50-acre estate winery in the beautiful Cowichan Valley with a microclimate that allows them to grow 7 different varietals, ranging from fruity whites to full-bodied reds. Enrico's Tasting Room is open Wednesday to Saturday, noon to 4, retail sales Monday to Friday, noon to 4. Enrico Winery, just 45 minutes north of Victoria in the Cowichan Valley. And to really get connected, sign up for their newsletter. Just head for their website, EnricoWinery.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery and Bistro on the Naramata Bench. Preparations are underway in the wine shop and the tasting room for the 2021 season. The winery reopens March the 17th. The bistro reopens March the 18th. There's still complimentary shipping on all online orders of 6 or more bottles. Check out the 2013 Joa Vineyard Merlot, which received 90 points. All the details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca. I'm Terry David Mulligan, and this is Tasting Room Radio, the Valentine's edition, the Valentine's weekend edition. And I have lined up 4 of the very best, and they're all friends. They all know each other. They've all judged and met and supped together in Winnipeg with Ben Sigurdsson. What is worse, a polar vortex or COVID-19?
Well, it's funny you should ask that because we've got both right now. It's about minus 25 before the wind chill and stuff today, and we've been in this for like a few days now, and it looks like it's going to be going for another week. COVID is, we've been locked down pretty hard for the last few months, and especially, and the numbers are starting to go down, and actually on February 12th, coming up, leading up to Valentine's Day, they're actually reopening, just very slightly at least, like restaurants are reopening. Restaurants have been closed since the beginning of November, except for pickup and delivery. And so they're reopening at 25% capacity on Friday, February 12th, leading up to Valentine's Day. So, you know, people can potentially go out maybe for Valentine's Day with someone in your household only.
Okay, yes.
It's layer upon layer. And then to go outside, you need layer upon layer as well because it's freezing.
And I saw a headline go by this morning that said New York is opening on Thursday. So
maybe
we're seeing the slightest glimmer of light at the end of this tunnel, but we'll see. And at the same time, ironically, at the same time, the 2020 wines are coming out. They're kind of, I hope that people don't consider them to be suspect. The vines didn't give a damn that we had a pandemic going on. How are they looking?
I've had a few 2020 wines that have hit our shelves, just particularly Southern Hemisphere stuff, you know, like Chilean Sauvignon Blanc, stuff like that. So, you know, the odd thing from Australia. I don't know. Everything I've tried so far has been good. I think the main challenge was getting, you know, the ability to get the labor out there to sort of pick the grapes and make the wines and stuff like that. That's sort of where the it gets a little tricky. But from all accounts, from what I can see, based on Canadian producers and otherwise, like, people have been taking the necessary steps and doing the right things. So,
all right. We're going to, the basic challenge here is to find wines that we can recommend for not only Valentine's Day, but Valentine's Day weekend and forward. Because romance, you know what? Romance doesn't show up on a Sunday. It shows up when you least expect it. So let's think romance first, and then the day and the weekend second. And just because I know that you have lots of choices, you start with, you start with one of the great success stories in all of Canadian wine, and that is Benjamin Bridge, the Brut Rosette. Well, just Benjamin Bridge, period. Jason and I, when we were shooting Hollywood and Vines, got to be there at the beginning. We were just lucky to be there. They hadn't built a winery, but they had fruit, and we knew it was good, and we knew that they knew what they were doing. It turned out to be, it's now a national wine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I've been there a couple times. The first time, I think it was before the actual winery was open, and they had all these wines that they had made, but they were just sitting on them, waiting for them to age. These sparkling wines, which I think was probably one of the reasons they ended up coming out with the wildly popular Nova 7, just to sort of, you know, get some cash infusion
going. Course.
But so I wanted to talk about the non-vintage Brut Rosé, which is a great sparkling wine. It's like here it's about $33 at some of the private wine stores, and it's just a, you know, it's pink, it's bubbly, it's fun, it's romance, it's a blend, it's 85% white wine grapes. It's like Lacadie, 55%, 30% Chardonnay, and 15% Pinot Noir. So it just picks up that color from the 15% Pinot Noir, and just delicious stuff. I mean, everything that they're doing on a Benjamin Bridge, I've just been so blown away by. Jean Benoit, their winemaker, is just like
Jean Benoit Delorier. Could he be any more handsome? Could he look more like winemaker of the year?
Oh, I know. He's always wearing these nice ski sweaters and stuff. And he's like just a big ripped guy. I would be his Valentine.
And here's the deal. You could sell Brut Rosé across the country. People recognize Brut Rosé. If it said Benjamin Bridge Lacadie Bubble, you'd have a, you know, that's a little tougher sell. We don't know from Lacadie. So I salute them, they were able to work with a grape varietal that would have been a tougher sell, and they made it into something sellable.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, the packaging is great, the wines are great, and, you know, you sort of learn about what's in it, sort of almost secondary. I mean, you know, wine nerds sort of like to know what's in it, whatever, and it's got the Chardonnay and Pinot Noir like it does in Champagne and, you know, traditional sort of those type of wines or whatever, but then it's like the bulk of it is Lacadie, which is, you know, that's a more regional grape for Eastern Canada, and they're doing an amazing job with in their Title Bay and their Nova 7s and their sparkling wines, like just incredible.
We're talking Valentine's Day, or the Valentine's Day weekend, with Ben Sigurdsson of the Winnipeg Free Press. He's the literary editor. Let me get this right. He edits, edits the Free Press. You still do book reviews, I understand.
Yeah, we're one of the last ones standing in all of Western Canada. And we're publishing our own book reviews. So
and you're,
very
you're,
proud of that.
And you're a dad?
Yeah.
Okay, Ben Sigurdsson, Winnipeg. I promised folks Valentine's Day and Valentine's weekend ideas, romance. Did you think romance first or price point?
You know, I sort of tried to stick with the theme. I mean, I picked out, it's so cold here, I picked out reds. Just like what I gravitate towards.
Okay.
It's hard to think about drinking a crisp, light white wine right now when I'm, you know, like in the middle of a deep freeze. So I did think about, I thought about romance. I thought about, you know, sort of just the theme, and also just something in these wines that just sort of made me think, you know, like they were just, you know, juicy, luscious, delicious, rustic, earthy, you know, sort of like things that are just sort of like, I don't know, a romantic notion of wine to begin with, but also sort of would be fun to share with a special someone.
They are life affirming, literally. There's a normalcy to it. You can feel the warmth spread in your bod.
Yes.
Spade and Sparrows, 2018 Cab Sav, from California.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, from California. So this one's $29 at a private wine store here called DeLuca Fine Wines, and is available at the BCLDB as well. A project by Caitlin Bristow, who was born in Leduc, Alberta, former contestant on The Bachelor, and was the lead on The Bachelorette in the 11th season, and won season 29 of Dancing with the Stars. So it's sort of a, you know, it's a Bachelor, Bachelorette. It was sort of a no-brainer. But, you know, having tried this cab, it's got those sort of vanilla, cocoa sort of notes that a lot of the California reds can bring at this price point. But it doesn't go sweet or anything like that. It's got some nice tannin. It's got the nice plush fruit, but it stays dry. It's quite. I was surprised by it.
Amalaya 2019 Malbec from Argentina, from Salta.
Yes. Oh, man, this is such a good value. We've got 97 points at the Decanter.
I can't believe that. I couldn't believe that.
I know. It's crazy. It's 85% Malbec with some Tannat and Petit Verdot in there, a little bit of French oak, a little mocha, but it's a little slightly smoky, but it's juicy, but it's still got some slightly firm tannins. You could drink it now. You could put it away for a few years and celebrate in a few Valentine's days from now.
Hey, Ben, I can tell you exactly what it's got. It's got a price tag around $20, and it's got 97 points in Decanter. Come on!
It's crazy. It's madness. I can't even believe you can still get it on it. You just walk in. There's a bunch of them on the shelf. I mean, it's not like it's rare or hard to find. It's fantastic.
Bodegas Altalaya.
Yeah, from Almansa in southeast Spain. Mainly Garnacha with some Monastrell, a.k.a. Morvedra, in there. Dark, rich. Mm. It's about 14.5% alcohol, so it's got some heat to it on a finish. Heady black cherry and plum, like just rich, luscious, warming sort of wine, which is, you know, sort of brings sort of the romance into it, but also takes the edge off the chill.
It's like a liquid hug.
Yes.
Thank you. Tomasi 2017 Poggio El Tufo.
Yeah, Poggio El Tufo Rompicolo from Tuscany, southwest Tuscany. It's almost like a baby Super Tuscan, 60-40 blend of Sangiovese and Cabernet Sauvignon. Spends 12 months in the Slavonian oak casks, bigger oak casks, so it doesn't take on super intense oaky characteristic, but it does give it sort of an earthy, slightly subtly woody notes that goes with the violet, the plum, the cherry, the blueberry, the earthy notes. It's a nice romantic, like, you know, almost like a Lady and the Tramp over a big plate of pasta or something like that, you know, like a nice glass of the Poggio El Tufo, and you're set for the night.
Thanks, Dad. Now, I sent you a note, but I don't know if you caught it. I was thinking when I was reading, doing some background on you, that I know mm-hmm. that you wrote about struggling South African wines, and you probably also recommended somewhere along the way, let's drink local and take care of our own. So mm-hmm. give me a local off the top of your head, and give me a South African wine off the top of your head.
South African, off the top of my head, you know, one that is a go-to for me, I think, is the Wolf Trap Red. Is it Shiraz Mourvèdre or something like that? I think it's Buchenhutskloof who makes it, off the top of my head. It's about $14, $15.
Buchenhutskloof, yeah.
I think it's them. It's called the Wolf Trap, and they do a white and a red blend in that, and they just do an amazing job. In terms of local, I really like, you know, if you want something with just a little bit of sweetness in it, I always like Synchromesh, their Rieslings. I just got some stuff sent to me from Covert Farms, organic mainly stuff. They have a great Pinot Noir, and they do Zinfandel, and they do Cab.
Yeah.
What else off the top of my head? Oh, geez. I mean, Martin's Lane is always good. Riesling,
oh, my gosh.
You know, if you've got a little bit of a, you know, deeper pockets than I do.
It's well worth it. It's well worth reaching into your pocket.
Yeah. Oh, man. I could go on a Joie Farms. You know, I love their stuff. I miss being in the Okanagan this year so much, Terry. Gosh, I usually get there almost every year, and I should have been there in June judging at the Wine Line National Wine Awards
me
Canada.
Too.
But, of course, they had to postpone like everything else.
Yep. So let's do a speed round here. If people want to get a hold of you on Instagram, the address is?
At Ben Sigurdsson.
Twitter?
Same. At Ben Sigurdsson.
Facebook?
Absolutely 100% the same. At Ben Sigurdsson.
Thank you, Ben. And keep those online chats on camera coming, will you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The video tasting. Yeah, I like to do those every once in a while. Just sort of do a quick one and sort of 2-3 minute little videos on Instagram, Facebook, and stuff like that. So yeah, I'll do one tonight.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Curtis Colt. I'm sure you'll have some warm and wonderful things to say about you and he.
Another former Manitoban, as is Dana.
Yep.
It's a whole Manitoba show.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Terry.
This is Tasty Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Hillside Winery and Bistro on the Naramata Bench. Preparations are underway in the wine shop and the tasting room for the 2021 season. The winery reopens March the 17th. The bistro reopens March the 18th. There's still complimentary shipping on all online orders of 6 or more bottles. Check out the 2013 Joa Vineyard Merlot, which received 90 points. All the details can be found at hillsidewinery.ca. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by the best small winery in Canada, Mooncursor. They have some Valentine's Day special packs for you. 6 bottles of something old, something new. Another one has 6 bottles featuring 4 vintages of Dead of Night, with a reminder that new releases will be coming in April. Curbside pickup available Monday to Friday, 10 to 5. Visit their website, mooncursor.com. We are working our way through our Valentine's special here on Tasting Room Radio. Details and all the wines we're talking about can be found at mulliganstew.ca. Just look up Tasting Room Radio. By the way, the podcast this week. Hey, Curtis, the podcast this week at Mulligan Stew, the podcast is Chris Christopherson.
Oof.
Another nice guy one. With 2 K's in his name.
Yeah. All the good guys.
Chris Christopherson. How about and he just retired. I don't know what a songwriter does when they retire. Don't they just keep writing songs?
I would assume so. But yeah.
All right. I should have asked Ben this as well. How are you? Are you well? Are you okay? You're safe?
Well, yeah. Safe, making a good divot in the couch, things are well.
How about your favorite restaurants? Are they surviving?
My favorite restaurants are surviving for the most part. I think, a lot of them have pivoted well, doing takeout. Where I am in East Van, I'm quite close to Como Taqueria with Frankie Harrington.
You
and,
lucky
Sean
bugger.
Layton at the helm, and we eat in, we do takeout, and it's great. Those conservas, the fancy tinned fish, love it.
And the wineries are doing all right. They seem to be selling a lot of juice.
We're all drinking. Yeah, it's. I think the wineries are doing well.
Just get that juice to us. That's all we need. And we were talking cider as well. I just want to mention, because you mentioned Creek and Gully cider, yeah. A Naramata Bench, I think it is. Any one of those cider makers, I want to meet again. I want to see again. I really, really, really missed the cider festival this year. It was a sort of a hole in my schedule. So, which brings me to Top Drop, your annual event that you gather with wonderful wineries from locally and from around the world. What are the possibilities of Top Drop 2021?
Well, that changes by the week, day, hour. Usually we have 36 wineries, local and international, and one of our big things is that principals from the wineries have to be there. So right now we're trying to kind of get in front of it, having, rough maybe 3 months plan that if we kind of get the go ahead, what can we accomplish in 3 months to do something resembling, a kick-ass wine festival. So, we're formulating, we're being nimble, just like in all other aspects of life right now. We look forward to whenever it is that we, relaunch Top Drop. We just miss seeing all of our, local and international colleagues. The good thing is we do get to drink their juice, but that FaceTime is so remarkably valuable that we're just pining for it to come back.
So if you were a betting man, is it 50-50, 60-40? What do you think?
Let's see, Whiskey, the new COVID variants, and then there's the vaccination schedule, and you carry the one, and let's say 50-50,
okay,
right now, that we'll see it this year, but it will happen. We are moving forward, and I will. You'll be the first to know.
Carry the one. I still carry the one. It's ridiculous. Okay, and finally, just a thought, because the Vancouver International Wine Festival really, really, really just dodged a bullet last year. They got it in just as things started to fall apart. How about this year? What do you hear?
Yeah, I think they've, as far as I know, they've turfed the idea for this year, looking at the next year. That's such a massive production that I look forward to
sure.
Its return, but it is you know, fascinating to think that right before all of this happened, that we were in a room with a couple thousand people and we all emerged unscathed.
His name, by the way, is Curtis Colt, if you didn't recognize the voice. Wine educator. He's a consultant. He's a freelance writer. He's a great guy. And he's a friend of the show, and we thank him for coming through for us. By the way, did I tell you, before I get to the first wine, did I tell you that I really did get around to your white wine that you made when you were a sommelier of the year? I had it on our fishing trip with Reese Bender and Mark Filito and John Weber from Orofino. And it was a winner. It was wonderful.
Yeah, that 2011 Semillon just keeps on chugging away. It's I think I have maybe about five or six bottles of it left. You know, I modeled it when I worked on it with local beloved winemaker Michael Barthé, mm-hmm. which is at Okanagan Crush Pad. Modeled after a Australian Hunter Valley Semillon. You know, with really bright acid. Low alcohol, built to age, and I think we knocked it out of the park. It's 10 years later, it's still going.
Well done. Curtis Colt, what came to mind? What kind of wines came to mind when I talk romance and Valentine's?
The first one is, as these things are, the most recent wine that I have had, and I just had it yesterday from Brock Cellars out of California. Rich Massey Wines has just started bringing these wines into the market here. It's a producer. They lean toward the natural wine side of things. It's a Chenin Blanc. I love Chenin Blanc. We don't see enough of it here. Of course, we have some great local producers, Road 13 and Quail's Gate, and a couple others are playing around with Chenin Blanc.
Sure.
But this one is fantastic. It's Brock Cellars. It's 2018 Happy Chenin, and I just thought, happy goes with the whole Valentine's Day. We all want to be, happy nowadays.
It's HAPPI, which is the Japanese happy, right?
Correct. Yes, that's right. Only 11.5% alcohol, so it won't exhaust you as you sip away. Lots of Asian pear, some honey notes, a little bit of elderflower. It's got a slight haze to it. It is unfined and unfiltered.
Nice.
And it's really, really juicy and bright. I know here in Vancouver, at least, it is available at Legacy Liquor Stores and also, a few other private stores around town. But it is a very delicious wine, and it will indeed put a grin on your face.
Where exactly are these vineyards? I know it's not Napa or Sonoma. Where is it?
It is the Suisa Vineyard in Solano County's Green Valley. It's an area, I am not overly familiar with it, but this this wine makes me want to learn more.
Wine has that way of doing 100% Chenin Blanc. What's the price point on?
The price point, this one's about $45. It is a particularly special wine and fairly rare around town. So if you do find it at places like Legacy Liquor Store, nab it right away. It's I'm really smitten with it.
Nothing says romance like $45. Little Farm. Speaking of Reese Pender, Little Farm. Yes, I am over 21. 2018 Blind Creek Vineyard Rosé. The price I like, $23.99. My first question is, because I like it so much, how much did he make? How many cases? Any idea?
I think only about 150.
150 cases.
Yeah, so, little farm, little winery. So it's, two folks, Reese Pender, master of wine. It's kind of more the tending vineyard side of things. Alishan Driediger is the winemaker. They're both lovely people. And this wine, I love everything Little Farm does. They make electric Rieslings, as you well know.
Yeah.
And some really crisp Chardonnays. They also do Cabernet Franc, red wine. But this rosé is 100% Similkameen Valley Cabernet Franc. It has lots of kind of red fruit to it. So, you know, raspberries, kind of Bing cherries, leaning towards a little bit of purple, some kind of brambly, you know, mulberries and black currants. And it is bone dry.
It is. It is
super food friendly, and it's a lovely color, and it's a heck of a deal. It's you know, really great. That's it's also available in private stores around British Columbia, but if you go to their website, which is littlefarmwinery.ca, you can learn all about it, and you can join their wine club or just pick up a couple of wines. But yeah, $23.99, killer deal.
And we come to Vancouver Island, the Cowichan Valley, and our friends at Unsworth, who are going through transformation, I believe, because they've been purchased. And there's now a California ownership, and they're hands-on, hands-off. They know what Unsworth can do, but I'm sure they'll affect slight subliminal changes along the way. Here's one they may not change and just leave as is. Unsworth Sparkling Rosé Brut. Currently $15.97 in a beautiful bottle. That is a romantic bottle, Curtis.
It is. And, you know, the Turek family, who are still, you know, on the ground running the show there. It is the, Jackson Family Wines, out of California, like you had said, who have, picked them up, but you know, that's a good move. It's going to help put, Vancouver Island on the map. Unsworth has always been a leader there for quality wine. I chose this, first of all, because it is fairly widely available. It is at BC liquor stores.
Sure.
It is regularly $19.49 for this sparkling, cherry-laden, fizzy, delicious bottle. But until March 6th, it's on for $15.97, which is ridiculous.
Bingo.
Look, I think someone made a mistake there, but let's take advantage of it, nab as much as we can. It's bright, it's very effervescent, it's fun, and, you know, it's great for Valentine's Day, but also, you know, it's a good, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday wine
of course
as well.
It is.
Like $16, come on.
And I asked for one more, just off the top of your head, and you have a lot of things running through the top of your head, you came up with something from Creek and Gully, God bless you, on cider.
Yeah, so from the Naramata Bench, Creek and Gully, so longtime growers, the family here, they were organic apple growers for generations, and they've been making cider the last few years, and the cider, like, these are ciders for wine lovers. They are, you know, made with kind of a wine philosophy. The one that I had recommended is called their Fortuna.
Yep.
It is a pet nat, so it is made in that ancestral method, where as it is still going through its primary fermentation, they cap the bottle, and so the wine kind of keeps fermenting, which gives it that kind of sparkling fizz. This one is made from Fuji apples, Pink Ladies, Braeburns, and Red Delicious. It is very dry. It has a little, you know, note of that kind of classic British scrumpy apple cider. There is also some really lovely kind of white flowers in here. There's some jasmine, a little bit of kind of grapefruit, pomelo, that side of citrus. And also a stunning bottle. The whole lineup at Creek and Gully is phenomenal, and it's just fascinating to see kind of the height that cider is hitting nowadays.
So the 2019 Fortuna, $22 Creek and Gully.
Yeah, $22. It is a large. It is a 750 mil bottle. And Alyssa, their cider maker, is doing some really fantastic stuff there. So anything you can find from Creek and Gully, do pick it up. CreekandGully.com is their website.
I'm telling you, who's doing good work here? It's you. Once again, saving my bacon. And what is your plan for Valentine's Day? How will you reward your partner, who literally is the love of your life?
Yes. Well, we will probably make dinner together and then sip some wine on the couch and literally watch some Netflix and same thing we've been doing for the last 10 months.
And what wine do you share passion for that you both share? Because you're both opinionated about your wines. Where's the common meeting ground? Where's the crossroads?
Riesling is, I say, our favorite. Okay. It's what we collect. Riesling is what we can also afford to collect.
Curtis, how do people stay in touch with you? What's your Instagram, Twitter, Facebook handle?
It's all the same. It's super easy. Curtis Colt, KURTISKOLT. That is my Instagram. That's the website, CurtisColt.com. And you can stay up to date with everything I'm up to by going in those directions.
Have a warm and wonderful romantic weekend. Okay.
Thanks so much, TDM. Thanks for having me.
Curtis Colt, ladies and gentlemen, wine consultant, educator, freelance writer, great guy. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. Next up, DJ Kearney. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by the best small winery in Canada, Moon Cursor. They have some Valentine's Day special packs for you. 6 bottles of something old, something new. Another one has 6 bottles featuring 4 vintages of Dead of Night, with a reminder that new releases will be coming in April. Curbside pickup available Monday to Friday, 10 to 5. Visit their website, mooncursor.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by The Hatch, who would like to announce that Black Swift Vineyards has opened The Nest. Their tasting room is open on a first-come, first-served basis, no booking required, currently accepting groups of up to 6 people in accordance with good response guidelines. They have a wonderful patio and a picnic area you can often find on site, Grumpy Chef, Little Tokyo Ramen, and their very own smoke show, smoked meats barbecue food truck on the site. BlackSwiftVineyards.com and TheHatchWines.com. And from all of the worker bees at The Hatch, have a safe and happy 2021. And we come to the closer, my friends. You need a headliner. You need someone's name, like the on the marquee at the downtown Orpheum Theater. Tonight, one night only, DJ Kearney is going to be talking wines. Yes, it's DJ, and I on purpose felt that you should close the show. It's important. It's like nobody else is going to top Tony Bennett. So same thing with you. You're all friends, all of you. Ben in Winnipeg and Curtis in the East End and Dana in Granville Island and you. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, such a pleasure, TDM. And I'm so happy to be a closer. La definitiva parola, right? The last word. I like it.
As I was saying to Curtis, now more than ever, there's 2 things that people seem to, well, besides sleep, wine and books and food.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And some compassion, you know, the low-level trauma that we feel, the strain that you see etched on people's faces, it's really devastating. But wine is there for us to help us through these days. You know, moderation, of course, but a little sip can absolutely warm up the soul and bring a smile to your face. Right, Terry?
Right. Absolutely right. And tell me about last Valentine's. What do you remember about your last Valentine's in 2020? How normal was it?
Well, I was doing what I do, which was traveling. I had just come back from New Zealand. I had done a seminar in Banff, and I had been in Saskatchewan teaching. And so it was a hectic, normal Valentine's. I can't remember where Davey and I went, but this one is different.
This is
stay at home. But, you know, let's fill our hearts with love and think about the people who need our compassion and
right.
need our thoughts.
And self-care
is part of that.
And be happy that you have a home to go to, right?
Yeah. Every day I wake up being so grateful that we are as lucky as we are here in BC, and everything is fine, and we have to reach out and help those people who are a little more distressed. I talk to a lot of my students who, you know, I can see how troubled they are with no restaurant work, and it's heart-wrenching.
DJ Kearney, director of wine at Terminal City in Vancouver, and the WSET educator, wine pro for hire, and Pika. Tell folks about Pika.
Yeah, so the Pacific Institute of Culinary Arts on Granville Island, this is where I teach the evening and weekend programs for the WSET. And because it's a culinary school, so we're allowed to be open. The hygiene is off the charts. And I'm doing live in-person teaching of all levels of the program, well, 1 to 3. And, this is a time when people do have a little more time on their hands. It's a great opportunity to upgrade your skills, to come to a safe environment. We're all distanced. We all wear masks, but we still get to taste wine and learn. So it's lovely to see the classes full, spaced, but full, just as people fill their times and upgrade their skills. So look at the Pika website, pikachef.ca.
Your wine list was the last to come in? And it's got some surprises in it. No, I like it. I kept me in suspense. I was wondering, and you went all BC, of course. And you head for the Cowichan Valley. Did drinking local come into that decision about all BC?
Oh, did it ever? When the shutdown happened last March, the first article I wrote was about BC wine. And, Cupid resides in British Columbia for me. Right? This is where we need the love. We need to support our wineries and restaurants and, all of the folks involved. So absolutely, I've been drinking so much BC wine. And my Valentine's weekend, and certainly February 14th, is going to start in the morning when I am presented with a glass of Unsworth Vineyards Charme de Lille Rosé in bed with a cheese croissant. I don't love a lot of sweets, and this is a dry wine, and it needs savory food. I love Unsworth wines. I love the people. I love the new people who have acquired Unsworth. So this is a beautiful pink color. It's called Charme de Lille, and that name is just all about love anyway. This is all Pinot Noir. It's all Cowichan Valley. It's dry, but there's gorgeous Pinot wildberry fruit in this, bracing acidity. It's made like Prosecco. It's not going to overwhelm you with, annoying complexity early in the morning. But it will definitely get me out of bed.
Yes,
I'll be ready to watch, some tennis that I taped the night before.
Two quick points. What's the price on the Unsworth Charme?
You can go to the BCLDB. It's $25.99 a bottle. And, we can splurge a little bit on this weekend.
It's romance.
It's romance, exactly. and the color... the color will make anybody smile.
What would you pair it with?
So savory food, right? This is a dry wine. It's got really nice acidity. It has a touch of residual sugar, but that's largely negated by all of that energetic Vancouver Island acid.
Yep.
I want savory food. I want some sausage, some eggs, some bacon, a cheese croissant. Hold the sugar for your morning coffee or whatever, your coffee and muffin a little bit later. Lovely savory food for this one. So shall we get to lunchtime?
Sure, let's get to lunchtime. Go, yeah.
Let's get to lunchtime and to Chardonnay. To me, this is still the most magnificent of white wine grapes around the world. And this is an astonishing bargain in BC. This is my choice is Cedar Creek Chardonnay, the brand new 2019 vintage. It's on sale for $16.99 now, $2 off. And wow, is this a lot of wine for the price. Over the years, it's been tightening up, and they've absolutely nailed it in the last two vintages. It's made in a really complex way, a little bit of stainless steel, these beautiful, big, old, neutral barrels, lots of time sitting on the, the lees to fatten the wine up a little bit, but it is so deftly balanced, the oak that is, with this wonderful potent peachy fruit. It's to me it's just astonishing for the price. And I'm going to have a little crab cake for lunch and drink a beautiful, not too cold, glass or two of Cedar Creek Chardonnay. can't go wrong, TDM. And it shows you the direction that Chardonnay is going, sort of worldwide, but Cedar Creek is kind of leading the way with this tight and tidy style.
She is DJ Kearney, Director of Wine at Terminal City Club, WSET educator, wine pro for hire, and has taken residence at PICA, Pacific Institute of Culinary Arts. Now, when Michael Bartje came along, when I first noticed him, his name was raised. He was one of the kings of Chardonnay in the Okanagan. But the two wines that he made that have caught my heart were his absolutely amazing Semillon, and he and I both love Cab Franc, and this is a great choice, the Cab Franc by Michael Bartje.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So let's get closer to the witching hour, the dinner hour, and I want a big, rich, but, you know, sagey, bright, lively, refreshing red wine with some beautiful braised dish, maybe some lamb. We'll see what's going to be on the menu. But Bartje brothers, so... Is there anyone lovelier in wine than Michael Bartje?
No.
Vancouver Island boy. Well, he spent a lot of his life on the island, but he knows the Okanagan inside out and backwards. He's resident down in Oliver. And to me, this is one of the highlight Cabernet Francs in Canada. And Ontario and BC both make some nice juice. But this one is from Sequeira Vineyard on the Black Sage bench. It is full of dark fruit, so blueberries, blackberries, muscular tannins, but they're so gorgeously ripe. And the 2019 vintage, you know this TDM as well as I do,
yep.
It's a beautifully fresh vintage, so ripe, but the acids are wonderfully high, and this just lights up this wine from within. But it's going to satisfy anyone who wants a full-blooded red wine, but just keep you awake and refreshed and eloquent throughout the evening.
So, Deej, your last wine is Quail's Gate Optima. Is that meant for to go with dinner, or is it after when the fun starts? What?
Either, you know, the beautiful thing about this wine and Quail's Gate, for almost three decades, they have been making this legendary wine. And, you know, it could be a dessert wine, but it could also be a foie gras wine. It could be a pâté wine. It could be for cheese, before the fun stuff. And it's one of my favorites. So the grape is Optima. And this is a crazy cross of Riesling and Sauvigner and Müller Thurgau from the 1930s. It's on a vineyard block close to the lake, and in some years they get this beautiful beneficial mold called botrytis, and 2019 was a good year for that. So it's a little bit in the Sauternes direction, but for only $34.99 for a half bottle. And it has, you know, what BC does so well, and that is to have thrilling acidity. The wine has a decadent sweetness. It's creamy. It's mouth-filling. It's unbelievably composed and balanced. Sweet wines need acid more than any others. So you can really fit this in anywhere you want, Terry. You can have it with pâté and cheese. You can have it with pavlova. You can have it with creme brulee. You could buy some high-quality artisan ice cream and sip it along with some, you know, pecan or vanilla. Oh, this is so adaptable. And, you know, if this doesn't get you... you know, soft and squishy in your heart, and hit all the pleasure points in the body.
Soft,
I don't know what will.
And squishy. Yeah. Okay. But there's, listen, there is no guzzling Optima. Sip, enjoy, linger, stick around, have a relationship with it. Well,
yeah,
Deej, I want to spend my Sunday with you, but I'm on the island. So I will live vicariously through this interview. And thanks for closing the way a closer is supposed to close. Nobody's going to follow this. Nobody. It's like Little Richard and Jerry Lee sawing off.
It's a home run every time with BC Wine. And I wish you and the family and everyone else so much love. We're going to get through it, but we're going to get through it together and with some wine and listening to Dr. Bonnie, of course.
Next come the shots. Thank you.
Take care, TDM.
Happy romance. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Yes, and you too, my friend. You too. I can't wait to see you in person.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by The Hatch, who would like to announce that Black Swift Vineyards has opened The Nest. Their tasting room is open on a first-come, first-served basis, no booking required, currently accepting groups of up to 6 people in accordance with good response guidelines. They have a wonderful patio and a picnic area. You can often find on site Grumpy Chef, Little Tokyo Ramen, and their very own Smoke Show, smoked meats barbecue food truck on the site. BlackSwiftVineyards.com and TheHatchWines.com. And from all of the worker bees at The Hatch, have a safe and happy 2021.